Our new book, It's Not Just About the Donor, is out now, and it's geared towards leaders and managers to help them know how to support major gifts. One of the first things we do in the book is dispel a number of myths that leaders believe about major gifts that actually hurts major gift performance and blocks MGOs from truly building authentic relationships with donors. In today's podcast, we dispel a few of those myths that block major gift performance and inspire you to think differently that will unleash much more net revenue for your organization.
Welcome to the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group, featuring Richard Perry and Jeff Schreifels. Twice a month, we bring you the latest and best thinking about major gift fundraising so you can develop authentic relationships with your major donors. Here are your hosts, Richard and Jeff.
Hey there. Welcome to the podcast today. I have Richard Perry with me, and today we're going to be talking about dispelling the myths of major gift fundraising.
Boy, there's a lot of them, isn't there?
There are. And what's really cool is that we're taking these myths right out of our new book that's hot off the presses, Richard.
I know. We are really excited about the new book, which is called It's Not Just About the Donor. Now, the other book was It's Not Just About the Money.
Right.
And now it's Not Just About the Donor, The Ultimate Management Guide. Now, it's intended to inspire nonprofit leaders and managers on how they can best support major gifts to be successful.
So exactly.
We're going to be doing a series of podcasts related to the different aspects of major gift fundraising we cover in the book. And we'll tell you when we're finished today, you know, how you can get your hands on a copy of this new book.
Yeah.
But today, this is the fun part. Today, we're going to be focusing on myths that many leaders and managers have that hurt major gifts programs.
That's right. And, you know, maybe we should just for a second let, you know, folks know why we wrote this book just for leaders and managers. I mean, not just, but, you know, basically the emphasis is on helping leaders and managers know how to support major gifts. And, you know, since we wrote that first book, as you know, we've gotten all kinds of letters, emails, you know, people calling us and saying, this was a great book and we're starting to implement this. But the number one barrier we have is we have a CEO that doesn't get it, or our director of development doesn't understand major gifts, and it's really hurting us. And we heard this over and over, right?
I know. It's really interesting because it used to be we would think that the major elements of major gifts or mid-level or planned gifts, the major elements was like, well, you know, you need to get the right donor, right, and you need to get the right offer. But then we realized we have to have the right leader and the right support system, which is that whole management side of things, that if that's not right, you can have the other two right and still be in trouble.
Yeah,
so, I know. That's why we wrote the book.
Yeah. So, you know, so let's get back to these myths. So in the book, we outline 21 different myths. But today I picked four for us to expound on. And, you know, hey, who knows? Maybe we'll have more podcasts on these myths. We'll see. So, okay. So for the first myth, Richard, I would love for you to address this. And we hear this all the time, and that's why it's in here. But it's leaders and managers saying, hey, our donors are different.
I know. And this one, you know, Jeff, makes our heads kind of spin around. I mean, we've been in meetings where the director of development or the CEO or somebody in authority says, you know, well, here in, and then you insert the city name, right, whatever city we're in.
Yeah.
You know, the donors are really different in this city. You know, so that's why we have a different approach. I mean, I even heard this in other countries, you know, well, the donors here in, you know, Jakarta or in Sydney or in London, yeah, they're really different. So that's why, well, there are some cultural differences. There are all those kind of nuances, but
Jeff, for the most part, people
are the same. I mean, they're people.
I know.
Same everywhere, same heart, same motivations. Same drive. No, donors are not fundamentally different. They're just not.
We also hear it for, you know, different types of nonprofit. So sector. So like we'll hear from the medical or universities or, you know, the arts, especially you hear this a lot from arts too. Like, well, our donors are not the same as like the food bank major donors, you know, so we can't expect this and that. And it doesn't hold up.
No, I mean,
it's all about treating the donor right.
They all have the same kind of motivations, and they all have different interests, but the same motivations. And those are basically ones of caring about others and wanting to see good done.
Right.
And wanting to have goodness propagated around the planet. I mean, that's just true. It's a universal truth. So no, donors are not different.
It's like, you know, what we've found over and over again, if the major gift officer is focused on developing that relationship with that donor, understanding their passion and interests and relating it to those things that they love about your mission, that's where it happens. It doesn't matter what type of donor or what type of thing you do in your nonprofit. That is everything right there.
It is. It absolutely is. Yep.
So this kind of leads into our second myth. So here's one that many leaders and managers think about donors, and it's crazy, but it's true. Donors don't have specific interests.
This one always amazes me. It's so like if you ask yourself, like who are you interested in terms of a charity? Mm-hmm. Or any kind of cause, or like, what are your specific interests as a human being in society? Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't have to be charitable,
right?
You have specific things. Well, I like to do woodworking, or I like art, or, you know, I like sports, or I like to be out on the water or whatever. That's how we are as human beings. We have specific interests. And so if somebody actually thinks that a donor doesn't have a specific interest,
yeah,
that explains the lack of success in major gifts and planned gifts and mid-level, because the donors do have a specific interest in what you're doing. And it's not just a general interest. Like we hear this a lot too. Oh, they just love our organization.
Yeah.
And no, I mean, yes, they do, but it's like, it's a specific thing that they love more than something else that you do. It draws their interest.
Yeah, that's the big thing that they'll say is, well, I mean, we don't need to have specific things. I mean, they just love us. Every time I talk to them, what do you love? Well, we just love what you do. That's not true. And maybe that's what they hear from donors, but they never ask any further questions. So that's how they think, oh, well, they don't care specifically about what we do. They just love us in general. It's just because we haven't done the job, nonprofit, to actually get in depth with the donor. In fact, the other day I was looking at a donor file, Richard. This donor file had over 50 donors that give over $100,000 a year.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Consistently. And I'm talking to the development team there, and I said, okay, you have 50 donors giving over 100,000 almost like every year. What are they giving to? Well, you know, they're just giving to general operating. I go, mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. I said, these donors here are your future transformational giving donors.
Yes, they are.
If you only found out what they actually loved about your organization.
It would be just unbelievable what would happen.
I mean, I've never seen that many donors in a long time from an organization that consistently gave that kind of those kind of gifts. And it's just like they have so much more potential, but they didn't see that they needed to match up. They needed to figure out those passion and interests and then figure out, do we have those major donor offers to, you know, to actually get those transformational gifts? It's just unbelievable. And, you know, related to that myth is, you know, we often hear, well, we don't need to really delve deep with these donors. In fact, you can figure out a donor's interests by just researching them online and discovering their passion. Well,
that's another one of our myths. You just research them online. Yeah. As if, I mean, there is a lot that's online, but it's just not true. You need to talk to the donor, you know?
Yeah.
Oftentimes a donor's interests and passions or the driver behind them, they're often just buried deep in the hearts and minds of a donor and in the emotions of a donor. And you have to win the trust of the donor so they'll tell you what that is. Now, you can maybe find some clues online that come from, you know, what they currently give to. But the real information comes from a very trustful, warm, authentic relationship with a donor.
Yeah.
So this idea that you're just going to go online and get the information is just not true. A lot of people, a lot of managers and leaders are basically suggesting to their major gift officers and their plan giving officers and mid-level officers, like, just get on there and it's more efficient. You can kind of get to it and be done with it rather than just sitting with the donor and asking them.
Yeah. I often feel it's an excuse when MGOs say it, not to have to do the hard work. And the hard work is sitting down with a donor or over a Zoom call and asking them hard questions.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, what are your passions? Why do you have them? What led you to this? What led you to supporting us and figuring out their story, their life story? And that's hard work.
It really is.
It's much easier to go online and Google, oh, they did this or they did that, but you don't know why.
And well, then it takes a little bit of courage too, because you have to, and talent, because you have to be curious and you have to keep asking a question. Yeah. So like if someone says, well, I'm really interested in this particular program. Well, why are you interested in that? And then they answer it and there might be some information that's still missing. And so you say, well, would you mind explaining a little bit more on that point, Mary, what you meant by that? Because I'm really curious as to like, what are the underlying motivations that you have there? Why is that buried in your heart? What is that?
Yeah.
But you have to have the courage to do that and to ask further, to dig deeper, to find out those reasons, because it's very important.
I like that. That courage thing is important. Mm-hmm. It does take courage. That's mm-hmm. why it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we got to do the hard thing, right?
We do. We
really I love do. That. Okay. Our last myth that we're going to talk about today is an MGO must ask the donor for a gift on every visit. Gosh, we hear this from leaders and managers all the time.
Oh, this one just drives me absolutely nuts, Jeff. Like why would a major gift officer do that? I mean,
yeah,
that would not be that. That's just not the normal cadence of a relationship. It's like, it's sort of like asking your boss for a raise every time you have a meeting with him.
Yeah.
And, it's abusive. I mean, not only does it get old and obnoxious, but you start to train the donor to believe that that's all the relationship's about. It's just about the money, when in fact it isn't.
I think that's where it comes from is mm-hmm. that, you know, the leaders are, you know, it's like, wow, getting the meeting was hard enough. So you better get the money if you're going to meet with that donor. And bring it in, and the pressure is put on the MGO to every time there is a meeting, they've got to make some kind of an ask. And we know we've got to have the relationship. We got to have trust built.
Exactly.
We have to know their passions and interests. And that's where you find it in those meetings and talking with the donor and gaining their trust. You're not going to gain the donor's trust is, you know, the first time you meet them. Hey, by the way, how about a $10,000 gift? You know, like,
well, I know. And the thing is the whole thing is circular. If you're just going for the money, it's mm-hmm. going to be harder to get the meeting, which is going to then put pressure that once you have the meeting, that you're going to ask for the money, which in turn creates an environment that the donor doesn't want to have a meeting, which it goes round and round and round. Yeah. Whereas if the donor experiences a real authentic relationship where you're just sitting there and you're talking about stuff and oh my goodness, they didn't ask me for money. They were just talking about me. Why wouldn't you then want to have another? You would want to have another meeting in that, in those circumstances. So this whole idea that you've got to ask a donor for a gift on every visit is just plain wrong. And it's relationally abusive. It really is.
It really is. So, wow. Okay. That was fun. We got through four myths already. And hopefully if you're driving and hearing this podcast, you're back at the office, if you're in an office or you're back in your home office. So now let me tell you how you guys can get the new book. It's not just about the donor. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and in the search function, just type in the name of the book. It's not just about the donor. Mm-hmm. It will be right there. And, you know, hopefully you have Prime and you'll get free shipping. But so thanks for joining us today and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group. Richard and Jeff also write an ongoing blog that you can subscribe to for free at veritasgroup.com. Please join us again next time.